I think that we should start. Remember that we're on this Perek, Zechariah Perek Yud Aleph, in which we did a whole section of the Perek according to the understanding of Rashi. And we are now going to do it according to this section, according to the understanding of Mitzudot, which should not take us the entire period. So we'll probably be able to start the Malbim as well, I'm hoping. And it will give us the opportunity to go over three different historical periods in the life of Am Yisrael. And going over these historical periods is always supposed to teach us a lesson. In other words, it's not just to learn history, you know, it's to learn history as a moral lesson for all of us. Vivian has a simcha. She just had a great grandson. Born last night, Mazal Tov, right here in the Holy Land, which makes it even better. And so may there be smachot, Vivian, to you and the whole family. So it's Perek Yud Aleph in Zechariah. And if you remember, what Rashi had taught us is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Zechariah, I want you to be the ro'eh for the tzon haharega, I want you to be the shepherd for the sheep that are going to be led to the slaughter. According to Rashi, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying is, you be the sheep because I was the sheep all during the times of Bayit Sheni and Bayit Rishon, Slicha, and that's it, I'm not going to do it. Roeh, the shepherd. I was the shepherd, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Okay, sorry. I was the shepherd, lo, those many years. And remember, he said, I had to divide Am Yisrael into two groups. And remember, the two groups were Yehuda and Yisrael. And we went through the history in that fashion, where the Makel, which was the softer one, was Yisrael. And the Makel that was the more rigid was Yehuda. Yisrael was given into the hands of Aram and then Ashur. Remember? And meanwhile, Yehuda, much later, was given into the hands of Bavel. And so according to Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Zechariah, you be the Roeh now, because I've had it. I broke the two rods, my two shepherd's rods. You do it. Okay? According to Mitzudot and the Malbim, it is talking about the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Zechariah, you be the Roeh, and Zechariah takes upon himself that responsibility to be the Roeh, and he sees with his prophetic vision what's going to happen at two different times of in the history of Bayit Sheni, which gives us, because he'll do one, the Malbim will do another, so it gives us the opportunity to talk about the two different times. So right now we're going to start with Pasuk Zayin, which is where Va'ere'eh Etzon HaHariga. You know, it's really interesting what you're asking. Marcel was asking, is the Navi supposed to tell the Nevuah to Am Yisrael? I'm assuming that he is, because if you remember, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Yechezkel to tell the Nevuot, he told him so very bluntly, don't say anything until the Mevaser will come and announce that Yerushalayim is burning. Don't say anything. And Daniel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Daniel, we're going to see, this is not for you to tell anybody. This is for you to write down. This is for you to write down. This is not for you to say anything to the people. So I am assuming that because nothing like that is said here, and because the job of the Navi was to speak to the people, that's part of the job of the Navi, I'm assuming he did. But I'm only assuming. I have no way of knowing. I think you'll agree with me that there really aren't any hints where he actually says it to the people. We don't see, like with Yirmiyahu. That would be his purpose. In other words, either to tell the people or to tell us, to tell all the generations later to learn the lesson, to learn the lessons that we're learning now from all the historical eras. At any rate, so va'er'eh etzon ha'harega, and I shepherded the sheep that we're going to slaughter, right? Remember, according to Rashi, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. According to Metsudot, the Navi is speaking. Zechariah is saying, okay, Pasuk Zayin Tirtza in Yud Aleph. He's saying, I shepherded the sheep, right? I took the job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. So I'm reading now from Metsudot. We're going to go straight in Metsudot. After we cough. So he says, Vo'er'eh, Siper ha-Navi shekenasa. The Navi is relating that he did what Hashem told him to do. Kasher sivahu Hashem, as Hashem commanded him. V'ra'a et hatzon ha-omdot la-harega be'veit ha-tabachim. And he shepherded the sheep that are getting ready. Omdota Hariga, they're actually getting ready in the base of Tabachim, is the slaughterhouse. So it's as though he's calling the newly established Malchut. No, it's not a Malchut, it's under the rule of Persia. This new state, he's calling it Beit HaTabachim. In other words, Yehuda is like a slaughterhouse. Sorry. I have to go back to the Pasuk. I'm sorry, I should have read the whole Pasuk. Vo'eret son harega. This is the Pasuk, Zayin. Lochein aniyeh hatzon. And according to this, Perush Lochein, here is Ochein, indeed. They were the poorest of the sheep. Va'ekachli shnei maklot, okay? I took two rods, lachad karati Noam, we remember that. Lachad karati chovlim, I called one Noam sweetness, nice. And the other one I called chovlim, terrible, dangers, problems, destruction. Va'eret hatzon. And I shepherded the sheep. Back to Metsudot. Lochein aniye hatzon. Ratzolomar chamalti alehem lirotam. I had compassion on them, and so I did agree to be their shepherd. Ba'avur ki hayu hanichnaim v'hayirudim shebechol hatzon. I had compassion on them because they were the most subdued, submissive, and Yerudim, the lowest of all the nations of the world. In other words, in Nebuch, they were in such a terrible condition. I had compassion and I agreed to be the shepherd. Va'ekachli, lakachti li litzorech hanhagatam shtei maklot. I took two rods for the purpose of leading them. A shepherd uses a crook. Noam, why is one called Noam? Ki hayah na'im v'lo hich'iv b'haka'ato. I wanted one rod to be, this is not dividing the kingdom. Remember, according to Rashi, it was the two different kingdoms. Here, it's actually the way he leads the sheep. One of them, on the one hand, I'm going to treat them nicely, right? I'm going to treat them with sweetness. And the second one, chovlim, ki haya mechabel u'mashchit u'machiv harbe. The other way that I lead them was to really destroy them and hurt them a lot. Va'er'eh, and I shepherded. Be'elu shtei hamaklot ra'iti et hatzon. With these two rods, I shepherded the sheep. Pa'am b'makel Noam, pa'am b'makel chovlim. Sometimes I was able to use the rod of sweetness, niceness, and sometimes I had to use the rod of destruction. Hakol lefi atzorach. All according to what was needed, what was necessary. Ubal l'rameis, here we go to the historical era. And he is hinting, he's coming to hint, al hakohanim b'nei chashmonai. He says, we're talking about the kohanim, the sons of the chashmonai. V'han hagotam haya b'noam. B'yirat Hashem uvekisharon uvekishron ma'asim. And at first, their actions and their leadership, the leadership of Beit Chashmonai, was with sweetness and with talent in their actions. V'achareihem kamu b'neihem v'zar'am. And after that, their sons rose and their descendants. Heim hirshiyu lasot. Who did evil? V'hayu mechablim u'mashchitim et ha'am, and they were destroying the nation. K'muzkar b'Yosifon, as it's mentioned in Yosifon. Yosifon, we could either just be simple and say that it's Josephus, but it's not really, because Yosifon was another person who, several centuries after Josephus, put together using the antiquities, Josephus's books that he wrote, the antiquities and the wars of the Jews, he used those and wrote his own history, this Yosifon. I think that he lived, I don't remember now, fifth or sixth, no, maybe even a little later century, where Yosifon was actually in the first century, first and second. Josephus, Flavius Josephus was in the time of the Churban. Yes. So at any rate, so notice that Metzudat David is familiar with these histories, which I find very interesting. Then he says, remember Pasuk Chet, my friends, V'akhid, remember I destroyed at Shloshet Haroim B'Yerach Echad, I destroyed the three shepherds in one month, Yerach, one moon. Vatikzar nafshibahem. I lost my patience, right, with them. Vagam nafsham bochalabi. And their souls disgusted me, right? They made me sick. So who are the Shlosha Roem here? Derech haroem, reading again Metzudot. The way of a shepherd, haroe hagadol, a great shepherd, Losim tachtav roim ketanim. You divide up the sheep and you have assistant shepherds taking groups among the sheep. Lihiyot lo le'ezer, to be a help for him. V'chein asa Zechariah, and that's what Zechariah did, biroto et hatzon, when he is shepherding the sheep. V'amar, and he said, hinei bizman yerech achad. Let me tell you, in the time of 1 month, heisarti umanati shloshet haroim asher samtim tachti. I removed and I stopped the actions of three of the shepherds that came under me. What he means is the leaders that came after him. Ubalirmos, he's going to tell us. He's coming to hint, al shloshet harawim hane'imim, the three Noam, from the Noam, three of the ones who were sweet, the leaders who were na'im, b'nei Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonai, the sons of Matityahu, the Kohen Gadol Chashmonai, Kohen Gadol, sheshimshu lamid shana. They served for 30 years, v'nikchadu min ha'olam, and then they were destroyed, wiped out from the world. Ki Yehuda shimei sheshanim. We're going to get a whole history. Yehuda Maccabee served as a leader for 6 years. V'yonatan shesh, and Yonatan 6 years. V'shimon yudchet shana. And Shimon, 18 years, Harei Shloshim Shana. 30 years. Ulefisha hashanim kruim gam b'lashon yamim. Mitzurat David does a very cute thing here. He says, we know in the Torah that sometimes the word yamim is used, and it really means shanim. Kamo shekatuv, yamim tihyeh geulato, and vayikra, where it's talking about yamim tihyeh geulato, it means shanim. Lefichach, bo haremez biyerach yamim. That's why it says yerach yamim. We're really talking about 30 years. But it says 30, like 30 days. Shehi shloshim yamim. Right? Okay. So we made it fit. V'lo zachar Matityahu avihem hazaken. And why doesn't he count Matityahu himself? He didn't mention him. Ki lo shimesh ela shana achat. Because he actually only served as a leader for 1 year. He started everything, Matityahu himself, but then he didn't really serve as a leader. V'zehu be'ezer banav lefi rov ziknato. And even that first year, it was with the help of his sons, because he was really very old at the time. V'tiktzar nafshi bahem, I got disgusted with them. Ratzolomar lo haita ra'ato rechava alav bavur torech hatzon uma asbahem. I didn't have any patience. Ato rechava means I didn't have patience. Tiktzar means I lose it. Rechav means you're able, you're wide, right? You're able to accept. He said, I couldn't deal with it as a leader because of the Torah, because of the trouble that they were giving me, that son. V'gam nafsham b'chalabi, and my soul really got sick, disgusted. Ratzolomar gam nafshot hatzon ma'asabi, ki lo shamu l'kol sha'agato. They didn't listen to the sound of his roar, and it's a double meaning. It sort of refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's as though as Kadosh Baruch Hu has been warning them through the medium of the war with Antiochus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, careful, you're degenerating into some unpleasant, unacceptable activities. They didn't listen like a lion should listen. A sheep should listen if he hears the roar of a lion. A warning roar. Kederech hatzon, like the way sheep do. Hamakir kol haroe v'nishma imalav, because sheep know. In other words, kol roe, and here there's a little hint that it's also a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not just their leaders. V'haremes hu shachrei mitat gimel b'nei Matityahu, and the hint is indeed that after the death of the three sons, the real sons, not the descendants of Matityahu, Ma'as Hashem ba'am Yisrael. It's Hashem who despised Am Yisrael. Al ki gam hema ma'asu bo, because they in turn despised him. If you remember, there was a lot of mityavnim. There were a lot of mityavnim. There were a lot of people that went after Greek culture at the time. It really had the guise of being a civil war. It wasn't only against the Syrian Greeks, but there were many Jews, unfortunately, who were adopting the ways of the Greeks, including some of the Kohanim at the time. Ki gam ma'asu bo v'hishchitu darkam, and they also went off the derech. They destroyed their ways. Gam v'gam. In other words, you despised me all the time, but now we're going to see v'omar lo ereh etchem, when he says, I'm finished with you, then we're really talking about when they started setting themselves, when Shimon's son set himself up as king, or actually accepted the entreaties, allowed himself to be persuaded to be king. Yeah, I can't do it anymore. That was a very interesting comment that I hope everybody heard. I'm good. Okay, I'll try to repeat. It was an interesting comment. Marcel, who has an unbelievable memory, is reminding us that when Eliyahu Hanavi said, Kano kineti l'Hashem elokei tzvaot, remember Eliyahu, despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, took him out in the desert and showed him a revelation, you remember about the kol, demama, daka, right? You're supposed to treat Am Yisrael with a kol, demama, daka, a silent, thin voice. And when he did not change his mind and he still said, Kano kineti, I can't do it because I am a kanoi for you, God. Hashem said, okay, go anoint Elisha ben Shaphat, right? And he'll be the Navi instead of you. How can it be that a Navi says ma'as, right? So she's disagreeing with the idea that Metsudot is saying that it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu that says, I despise, but it's rather the Navi. And I'm not exactly sure, of course, what to answer you. I'm really not. He's disagreeing with Rashi from the point of view of that Rashi is saying it's past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying I did it in the past. And Metsudot is saying, and Metsudot came a little late, much later than Rashi, but I'm trying to think, later than Rashi, later than Radak, but before Malbim. Because Radak is also earlier. We're going to go back to Radak. Metsudot, something maybe a little earlier than the 1500s. But I think, why he's, because he's, you know what? Let's look again. I hear you. I would say,
She's questioning
the Absolutely. She's questioning the Sudo's perish. And what I'm thinking now is, am I misunderstanding it? But he says, Ani, and he keeps saying the Navi is speaking, and that's why I'm doing it. Can we say, I'm just questioning, can we say that the Navi is speaking B'Shem Hashem here? In other words, I can, you know, wriggle, just like, ding, 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 wriggle out of your question by saying the Navi is maybe not speaking about his own emotions, but he's saying it's Hashem. I'm just guessing because I hear what you're saying. So let's go a little further and see if we can handle it that way. We know that the Navi is speaking. We know that the Navi has been given a job, right? And according to Metsudot, and as we will see according to Malbim, the Navi takes his job, right? He says, Va'er'eh, I agreed to do it. And the Metsudot said, I agreed to do it because they needed a shepherd. They were nichna'im, remember, lachein aniyei hatzon. They were starting a state. They built the Beit HaMikdash. They were this tiny little nation in the midst of these lions. Because it was not, remember, we learned at the beginning of Zechariah, it wasn't very much longer after this that Alexander the Great came crossing whatever you cross to get into the area of little part of the Mediterranean there and marched over the world. So I would say that maybe it'll work if we say it's not really the Navi, it's really a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the Navi, remembered, only sees this in a vision. Please remember the Navi is not really living this. Zechariah does not live a long time after the Beit HaMikdash was built. We don't even hear after this time. The Beit HaMikdash is still being built at the end of Zechariah, which we're getting to. Just very hard, these prakim, so they take long. So let's go back. He's going to break the mateh now, right? Yud, pasuk, yud. No, I skipped. It was tet. Va'omar lo ere etchem. And I said, I'm not going to shepherd you, right? Hameta tamot. Anybody who's supposed to die will die. V'hanikhedeti kached. And anybody that's supposed to be pushed away, exiled it means, will be pushed away. V'hanisharot. And those that are left in the land, tochalna isha et besar re'uta. Well, listen, guys, we just read Echa. In other words, the people who will remain in the land will be suffering from Yirmiyahu, exactly. Each woman will eat the flesh of her fellow woman, of her friend. And so Matsudot says, Va'omar, Amarti leva'alei hatzon, lo ere otzon maritchem. Well, we can't here say that is the Navi speaking in the shame of Hashem, because he says, I said to the owners of the sheep, who are the owners of the sheep? Rabbonu Shel Olam, I said to the owners, I don't want the job anymore. I quit. I'm not going to shepherd these sheep. Hamesa Talmud ka'omer yihyeh masha yihyeh. It's as though he's saying, let it just be, right? Let whatever happens, it's going to happen. I'm not going to be responsible. Mi shetamut mehem tamut. Whoever is going to die among them, let them die. Umi shetihyeh moseret min ha'eder lolechet. To'eh tiyeh moseret to telech. And anybody who's going to be given over or going to get free of the flock and get lost, let them go. They'll get lost. Nidach, right? They'll get lost. V'hanish arot bimkomam tochalna achat basar chavrata. And those that are left in the flock, one will eat the flesh of their friend. V'lo achsoch bedavar. Ech sos bedavar. Not going to worry about it. Uba lomar shekein amar hamakom baruchu. Did you hear that? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, She yasir hashgacho me'alehem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he says it clearly here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm taking away my hashgacha from them. Esther Panim. Nachon. Pasuk Yod ve'ekach et makli et noam ve'egda oto. So now I'm going to take that makel noam and I'm going to break it to break the covenant that I made with all of the other nations. Remember, the covenant with all the other nations is that as long as Am Yisrael keep the Torah, the other nations cannot destroy them, attack them, etc. So va'ekach metzudot acharezeh Lakachti makli hanoam. I took that rod of mine that was called Noam. Vekarati oto. I broke it. Kima asti bohem. I'm not sure who's saying it here, right? Velo ratziti od lahanhigam b'ni'imut. And I didn't want to lead them in that way of ni'imut. Ki im biyad chazaka. But rather with a strong hand. B'makel chovlim, with the rod of destruction. V'haremez hu lomar, and what is the remez here? Shemet achar shemetu gimel b'nei Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. After those three sons of Matityahu died, nitbatel hanhagat hane'imot. So it's from Hashem. The action of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with softness was nullified. Lahafer, to break that covenant. Lihiyot siba lahafer, that's a reason to break that thing. Ki ba'od mashlu gimel ha'achim al ki halchu b'derech hayashar, while those three original brothers were ruling, because they went on the straight path, Natana makom koach biyadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them strength. Acha akum kartu imahem brit lihiyot imahem b'shalom. Till all of the Ovdei Kochavim at the time made britim, britot with them, to live in peace. Aval achrei motam. But after their death, saru mehem, v'nitbatel hanhagat hane'imot. They stopped being friends, all the other nations. And the action of sweetness was nullified. B'mashlemet b'nehem v'zaram hitish hamakom b'memshelet. Sorry. In the ruling of their sons, the sons of Shimon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started acting strongly with them. L'ma'an yifru et habrit lalechet lehilachem ba. That the nation should break the covenant and go and fight. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to go on their way. He's not leading with the Makel Noam anymore. Just leaving it to Teva, exactly good. Yud Aleph, Vatufar Bayom Hahu, and the Brit was broken on that day. V'yedu ken aniye hatzon hashomrim oti, ki ken dvar Hashem hu. And those, the poor among the sheep, in other words, the poor among the poor sheep, understood what was happening. The tzaddikim understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending punishments, which is exactly what Mitzudot is going to say. I'm just going to do this quickly. Ratzolomar v'kenaya. He said that's the way it was. Ki ufar habrit biyom shemetu gimel ha'achim. The Brit was broken on the day that the three brothers died after, in other words, they didn't die together, but when the third died. V'chazru lavo aleihem l'melchama. And they started really having a lot of battles. V'yedu'u kein ratzo lomar bir oti et hatzon va'asoti et kol ele. When I was shepherding the sheep and when I did all this, hine aniye hatzon, the poor among the sheep, v'chozer umfaresh, who are the poor among the sheep? Hashomrim oti, the ones who are keeping my laws. Ratzolomar ha'anavim v'hamuchna'im b'Yisrael hashomrim et dvarai, those who submitted to the word of Hashem. Heim yodu amitat hadavar, they understood the truth. Asher diber Hashem, that it, asher dvar Hashem hu, that this is really what Hashem had said. Ularemez asiti masha asiti v'lo haya dvar shel mabakach. They knew that I did what I had to do, meaning Hashem here, and there's nothing to question, right? Yudbet, we're almost finished with the Mitzudot. Va'omar aleihem, and I said to them, what is he going to do with these 30 pieces of silver? Va'omar aleihem, and I said to them, im tov be'enechem, if it's good in your eyes, havu schari, bring my wages, and I'll continue to be the shepherd, right? Bring my wages. Let's make a deal again. We'll write a new contract. Ve'im lo chadalu, and if not, we'll stop. Okay, the whole relationship is over. Vayishkalu et schari shloshim kasef, and they weighed out my wages, 30 pieces of silver. And so says Mitzudot, va'omar aleihem. Amarti levale hatzon, I said to the owners of the sheep, im tov be'enechem she'ere odet hatzon, if it's good in your eyes that I continue to shepherd the sheep, havu schari kederech shenotnim, right? Vimlo, the way you're supposed to, bring my wages. We'll make, you know, we have a contract. Vimlo chadelu. Im ein atem rotim lishmo b'koli. If you're not going to listen to my voice, to the voice of Hashem. Chadlu lachem, then we're going to stop everything. V'chein yecheskel, hu omer hashomea yishma v'hachadel yechdal. It's exactly, I just read Marie Kra instead of Mitzudot. Sorry, it was on top of the page. Mitzudot is underneath. But it was interesting. Okay? Rega. So in other words, according to Marie Kra, why not take another pay rich while we're doing all these? Marie Kra is saying, if you don't want to give me my wages, then it's over, right? I'm going back to Mitzudot, sorry. Okay, havu schari kederech shenotnim laro'eh, like you're supposed to give to a shepherd his pay. Ve'im lo tovu latet schari, chadlu mimeni, then stop, I'm not your employer anymore. Chadlu mimeni tatzon, leval etrach odi mahem, so I shouldn't have all this trouble with them anymore. Vayishkelu, they weighed out, balei hatzon shaklu, Bishari lamed shekel kesef. They gave 30 pieces of silver. V'itachen shekein haya erech hanatun el haro'eh. You notice he's just taking it very simply, he said. Because that was the typical payment that a shepherd got, 30 pieces of silver. For haremez, but he's still saying the remez. Ooh. Shahamakom amar li Yisrael, that Hashem says to Yisrael, im tirtzu sheashkiach ani bachem, if you want me to keep watching you. So he is the shepherd here. Asu avodati v'shimru mat mitzvotai, then do my service and keep my commands. V'techashev li l'sachar, and that will be my payment if you do keep the Torah and do my avodah. V'im lo asir hashgachati, and if you don't do it, I'm going to remove my hashgacha. V'lamid kesef, and the 30 pieces of silver, yirmoz al lamid tzadikim shebechol dor v'dor. Similar to what Rashi said, there are 30 pieces of silver in every generation, right? Ein nigra, there's never less. Give me at least 30 tzadikim, right? K'mo shekotvu rabosenu zichronam livracha. V'kesef, why? Kesef hu inyan chemda, it's precious. So 30 precious people, right? Ki ha-tzadikim hei machmadei ayin, because the tzadikim are that desirous, right? Desired. Whoa! Vayomer Hashem, I'm back in the text. Elai hashlichehu el hayotzer eder hayikar. Remember, asher yakarti me'aleihem. And Hashem said to me, take those 30 pieces of silver and throw them into the otsar, the treasure house of the Eder HaYakar. Remember the precious place, meaning the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash? Asher yakarti me'aleim, I'm too expensive. Va'ekha shloshim ha'kesef, I took the 30 pieces of silver. Va'ashlech oto Beit Hashem el hayotzer, and I threw it into the house of Hashem, into the otsar, yes? Sure.
So what?
Why am I doing it? Aside, and you thought I just made it up.
No.
Because, no, seriously, every one of the perushim here, everyone, nobody disagrees, says that the yotsar here is otsar. It's very interesting. Nobody disagrees. In other words, Hayotzer kamoha otsar from Mitzudat Zion immediately, but then everybody else says so. Mari kra el ha otsar kitar gumo. I should have started with that, excuse me. I should have started with Targum Yonatan, because that's the earliest. So Targum Yonatan immediately says, we should take this. Okay. Whoa, I just looked at the Targum. No, but we're going to spend 10 years on it. It's like the Targum I see does a little bit like what it's a little bit like what the Malbim is going to do. Maybe we can do the Targum with it a little bit, but I want to see what he doesn't even use the Rega. The Otsar is in Yud Gimel. Hold on. V'mar Hashem li ketov dichrin ovdehem b'chelish. My phone is ringing. Ignore it. Urimei yate lebeit mikdasha, urimei litchot yad armakala. It is probably my son who can't figure how to use a message on his new phone. So we will ignore it. Okay. Anyway, I can't quite find it, but he says it came from the Targum. We'll trust him. But I could see that the Targum was doing the whole thing with the time of Nebuchadnezzar, which I believe we're going to have in the Malbim. So at any rate, that's why I did it. I did it only because everybody says the Yotzer, here's the Otsar. So he says, Rega, Hashleich et hakesef el ha-Otsar, throw the silver into the treasure house. Ha-mechuzak v'ha-chashuv, the mechuzak, the strong and the important, for who Otsar Beit Hashem. And now we're talking about the treasure house of the house of Hashem.
Okay. But it's just
the idea. But it's an interesting idea. But it also mentioned something that you asked before. It said that he was supposed to do it publicly, which is interesting. That's a very interesting additional idea. You see, you only have to look at everything. You have to look at everything seriously and try to put together, but you are absolutely right about the Yirmiyahu with the Beit HaYotzer. And he had a Mateh also, but we have to remember that Perek, we got to go back to the Perek in Yirmiyahu where Hashem says to him, go to the Beit HaYotzer. That's what we have to remember. What's the context there? I don't remember it exactly.
So that doesn't mean anything. AVX, authorized version.
Authorized version, revised version. I don't know what that is, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
At any rate, sorry, I wish I was smarter. So throw this money right to the treasure. Asher yakarti me'alem, asher hichbadati lihiyot mima'alohem, atara al rosham. What does that mean? I was supposed to be the crown on the head. Ratzolomar, tzadakta lishon, la'o, tzidkat lamed hatzadikim. I'm sorry, shebechol dor vador, shmurahi lihiyot binoi, Bizchutam habayit ha'atid. In other words, those 30 pieces of silver that stand for the 30 tzaddikim are so beautiful that they can't be kept in this Beit HaMikdash. Put them in the treasure house to be saved for the third Beit HaMikdash. Va'ekach, and I took, asok asher tzivahu hamakom. The Navi did what Hashem told him. V'hishlich ha-kesef la-otzar beit Hashem, l'remez reit ha-amur. L'ramez ha-remez ha-amur. As a remez, and that also seems to be saying that he did it publicly. I'm getting the feeling that he did, in other words, to show what he's doing, to show, to make a remez, these 30 pieces of silver are too precious. They go into the treasury because we can't use it here. And then, of course, it's going to be, wait for Ekach, I didn't finish. Sukash, I did. Okay, 14, and that's the last Pasuk that we're doing according to this whole Remez. Va'egda et makli hasheni. And I broke my second makel et hachovlim, the destructive one, lahafer et ha'achva ben Yehuda uben Yisrael, to break the relationship, the friendship between Yehuda and Yisrael. And Mitzudot says, va'achareze, karati makli hasheni, makel hachovlim, just like we know, I broke the second rod. V'lo ratziti od lahanhigam klal, I didn't want to lead them at all. V'haremez hi lomar achreze nitbatel gam hanhagat hachovlim. After this, even the cruel, the destructive leadership was nullified. Ki nilkecha hamamshala me'akohanim b'nei hashmonai. Even those later Hashmonaim no longer ruled. Lahafer, to break. Ratzalomar, Gdiyat Memshelat HaKohanim, Beit Hashmonai, Yesiba, Levatel HaAchva, Shehaya Ben Yehuda Uven Yisrael, Kihem Levado, Levadam Hayunikraim Achim, Elu LaElu. In other words, once, remember, there's no real Yehuda and Yisrael at this time, but it's all of the Jewish people. Once those later Hashmonai kings were taken away, no longer had the leadership, it's as though, we know what happened in Bayit Sheni, we say it all the time, Sinat Chinam. So any kind of achva that existed between one person and another was no longer there. Ve'lo haya ra'oi limloch aleihem b'Yerushalayim, and it was no longer worthy to have the kingdom, the seat in the kingdom in Yerushalayim. Ki im mehem kol achad mehem k'mo shekatuv. Because none of them deserved to rule in Yerushalayim, because it wasn't supposed to be a foreign king. Mikerev achicha, uvehitbatel memshelat hakohanim bnei chashmonai, ki ilu bitel gam haachva miYisrael umiYehuda, ki av aver zeh avar zeh betocham. Ki hordus malach aleihem v'lo haya mizera Yisrael. In other words, what he's trying to say is that was the end. Those three later people, the children of Shimon, who ruled, it was Hordus, and then it was Alexander Yanai, and then it was Shlomit Alexandra. Shlomit Alexandra happened to be a tzedeket, but her influence was cut short. And then when she died, her two sons took over, and they invited Pompey to come in and help them decide who should be king and who should be Kohen Gadol. And it was after that that the Edomians, who made a treaty with Rome, and who supposedly had all become Jews in the time of Alexander Yanai. When Alexander Yanai conquered the Edomians, he forcefully converted, you know, we don't do that, all of them. And so Herod considered himself a Jew, but he wasn't. It was actually Herod's father who was appointed by the Roman commissioner at the time. Herod's father was Antipater ha-Idumi. Edomi, Idumi, they're called Idumians at this time. Antipater was made king, and then Herod, his son, took over as king. So in other words, that was it. It was foreign seed that's ruling, that is the end, and we broke the friendship between the Jews one to another. And that was it, right? And I'm not looking at the next pasuk, because the next pasuk goes into our next section. Okay, we don't have a lot of time, but I want to start with the Malbim. So we go all the way back to Zion. whoa, because this is a different period. So please remember again, Rashi is saying it's the past, it's the times of Bayit Rishon. Mitzudot says no, the Navi is saying this is continuing during the time of Bayit Sheni, and we're talking about the times of Beit HaChashmonai. That all of this leadership is when there really was leadership, when there was royal leadership among the Jews. Okay? That's not what the Malbim thinks. Okay? So we got to go all the way back to Pasuk Zayin, Vo'ere etzon ha'arega. The Navi is speaking. Sidarti eich tihyeh ha'ra'iyah shalahem. I organized how the shepherding would be, v'hanhagatam, and their behavior, v'hayu ba'ofen sheyihiyu tzon ha'harega. And I saw already that they were going to just be sheep led to slaughter. L'chein hayu aniyei hatzon. That's why they were the poorest among sheep. Mipnei shehargu ze bazeh. Because they killed each other. V'lo haya shalom b'neihem. And there wasn't any peace. In other words, the Navi is saying what's going to happen in the time of Bayit Sheni. So I took the two sticks. Tzier sheharoweh hayalo shnei maklot. He's describing that the roweh had two sticks. V'lo noda mihema hamaklot. And it's not known who are these rods. V'hamafarshim navochu. He says all of the mafarshim are all mixed up. They got confused. Ula mimasha katuv acharze. But from what is written after this at the end where it says, v'egda, I broke my kael noam lahafer briti asher kartu kol amim. He says, when I go to the end of the story, and I see that the Navi says, I broke the first makel, and the first makel stood for the agreement made with all the other nations, and the second makel stood for the agreement between Am Yisrael, the members of Am Yisrael. When I look at that, Mizenoda, from this it's known, Shehamakel Noam, at that first makel Noam, sweetness, Haya in Yano lechrod brit et ha'amim, to make a covenant with the nations. Umakel chovlim haya in Yano lasim achva ben Yehuda uven Yisrael. As we know, the second one was to make peace. Notice the harsher rod is to make peace between Jews. It's easier to make peace between Jews and non-Jews, right? Ubaze matzan.
I don't think so.
That's what he's saying.
I don't know about that.
Ubaze matzanu chidato. And since we saw this at the end, we understand the chida, the riddle. Sheratzalomar shahaya lohem shnei minei hanhaga. You got to listen to this. Because remember that the Malbim was a genius, okay? There were two kinds of behavior that they had. Aleph, hapecha, o hanasi, o hamelech, asher hayalo brit, im ha'amim shemashlu az ba'aretz. First, we're talking about when they were still under the thumb of the Persian Empire. And there was a pecha, there was like a governor that was set up. That's the way they had to get along with the nations that ruled them. When you have nations that rule them, you have to be Noam. You're not the boss. And Bet HaShofet, or a Kohen Gadol, or Rosh HaSanhedrin, we're talking about the Jewish leadership. Shehaya in Yano LaHashkiach Alam Yisrael, Sheyit Achdu Bein Bedat Bein Bemishpat, is the Jewish leader who wants to unite them, whether it be in religion or in justice, v'hanhaga, and in their behavior, v'lo yitchaltku l'kitot, Va'agadot show notes that they shouldn't be broken up into little groups, right? And agudot. V'hayaro'oi shemakel zeh she'omeid ben Yisrael la'amim yiyeh makel chovlim. And we would have thought, as you were laughing before, that the rod that's talking about Yisrael and the Amim should be makel chovlim. Hainu sheyilchamu atem bigvura ve'yashivu milchama she'ara lachbol et oyveihem. You would think that they would fight and bring war to their very gates in order to, in their interactions with the other nations. Umakel zeh ha'omeid ben Yisrael v'Yehuda yeh makel noam. And you would have thought that the rod that stands for the relationship between Yisrael and Yehuda should be the makel noam. Lahanhigam b'ne'imut uv'nachat uv'shalom uv'meishor. So that hanhaga should be with sweetness and with nachat and with peace and straight. V'amar bignai hador. So he's talking about the gnai, he's belittling the generation. Shahayala hefech, that it was the opposite. Shahamakel shahaya neged hamim haya makel noam. But that's not the way they acted, the way you would have thought, but rather that the rod that was between Yisrael and the Amim was in Noam. Ki hayu nichna'im umishubadim el ha'amim. Because they were subdued, they were defeated, they were under the thumb of all the nations. V'amakel shehaya l'kayem ha'achva bein b'nei Yisrael. L'hakim, thank you. Ha'achva, you're right. Bein b'nei Yisrael. Haya makel chovlim lirdot gam b'farach. That was a harsh makel to rule over them b'farach, with harsh, right, harshness. And so we have to see why the Malbim says that this was a door that they are, it is speaking b'gnai on the door. What door are we talking about? We'll see in a minute. But instead of ruling themselves and each other with the Noam, they broke up into little sects. That's the word I was looking for before, into the little sects. And the way they acted to the other nations was the Noam.